Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. 1 Corinthians 12:27. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans 12:21. We have been made alive in Christ. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Psalm 118:17. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. 1 John 4:4. Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. Isaiah 54:10. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Philippians 4:7-8. Behold, the Lord's hand is not so short that it cannot save, nor is his ear so dull that it cannot hear. Isaiah 59:1-2. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day. Psalm 91:5. Who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father. Galatians 1:4. No harm will overtake you, no disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. Psalm 91:10-11. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Ephesians 6:16. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree. Galatians 3:13. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. James 4:7. The Lord is with me, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Psalm 118:6. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. Ephesians 3:17-18. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 41:10. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. Matthew 28:20. Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. Hebrews 13:5. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hand. Isaiah 49:16. Trust in the Lord at all times. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Psalm 139:17-18. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Psalm 147:3. He is near to those who have a broken heart, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. Psalm 34:18-19. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Romans 8:37. They triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Revelation 12:11. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him. Lamentations 3:21-24. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distress. He brought them out of darkness in the valley of the shadow of death, and he broke their chains in pieces. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works, the children of men. Psalm 107:13-15. As children of God, we are to have joy and perseverance in trials. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing. Yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Psalm 27:6. For his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for life. Weeping will endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Psalm 35. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with your generous spirit. Psalm 51:12. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. Psalm 126:5. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. James 1:2-8. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Nehemiah 8:10. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. I consider that our present sufferings are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Romans 8:18. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. James 5:13. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising its shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews 12:1-2. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart. Galatians 6:9. My tears have been my food day and night, while men say to me all day long, "Where is your God? Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." Psalm 42:3-5. And we all know that there's joy in praise. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16:11. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of joy in your presence. Acts 2:28. For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Isaiah 55:12. Then you shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy, because the abundance of the sea shall return to you. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. Isaiah 65. The Lord reigns, let the earth rejoice. Psalm 97:1. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Philippians 4:4. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 18:24. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad, and let them say among the nations, "The Lord reigns." 1 Chronicles 16:31. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar in all its fullness. Let the field be joyful and all that is in it, that all the trees of the woods will rejoice before the Lord. Psalm 96:11-12. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has been made ready. Revelation 19:7. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." Luke 2:10. Likewise I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Luke 15:10. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. John 15:11. Therefore you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you. John 16:22. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. John 16:24. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but it is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Romans 14:17. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13. His Lord said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord." Matthew 25:23. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. 1 John 4:18.